T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP, 215-592-9494 if we're to react to what we saw yesterday. It was really aggravating. It was. They had a chance to get to 500 in a season where you better get to 500 pretty quick, because you're going to be a third the way through. You're going to be two-thirds the way through. Season's going to be over before you know it. So you can't be messing around. And the reality is they messed around yesterday in a way that cost them a game. And it cost them a great opportunity to get a doubleheader victory against the New York Yankees. Two victories, man. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Joe in Mayfair kicks us off. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, yesterday we finally had the Yankees at home. Won the first game, had momentum, and then the bats went silent in the second game. Got a hit after the second inning, which no one's talking about.
No, we're not. All. But in part because they put up an 11 spot in the first game, so that kind of...
That doesn't matter. The second game, we went up against a bullpen.
You're right.
And our batters...
That is crazy.
Did nothing.
You're right.
Nothing.
That is nuts.
Yep. So we already know the bullpen stinks. Well, if the Phillies bats would have put up 3 or 4 or 5 runs, we wouldn't be talking about that today. So I'm angry at this lineup that's trying to hit a jack home run every time at the plate, and everything's a fly ball. Hit the ball the opposite way, get the barrel of the bat in the ball, stop trying to hit 3-run homers when there's no one on base. It's pathetic. Our lineup is worse to me yesterday, second game, than the bullpen. But let's get to Girardi. And the question that I have, and I wish somebody would have asked Girardi, if it was a 9-inning game, would Nola have pitched the 7th? And I believe he would have.
I do, too. I
so
do, too.
So guess what, Girardi? You screwed up.
Yep.
You had Nola at 88. Even if he gets one batter out or two batters out, you have to pitch your best pitcher in that situation. If you knew Neris was not available, and if the game goes extra innings, this is where I don't believe Girardi for a second. If the game goes extra innings and Neris is not available, then his pulling of Nola makes no sense twofold. Because you only pitch Hunter, you only have two other guys in the bullpen. This goes 8, 9, or 10 innings, you're playing for a loss. So Girardi yesterday did not play for a win. When you have your starting lineup not hitting at all, and you need one run to win the game, you cannot go to your bullpen in the 7th inning. So the Phillies' bats didn't play with urgency to get to 500. Your manager didn't play with urgency to get to 500. And I believe Nola should have – we don't know if he did because no one asked after the game. Someone should have asked Nola in the Zoom conference, did you ask your coach to stay in? Mm-hmm. Major questions after that second. If you got the Yankees on the ropes on a doubleheader and you played like Rich Cote not to lose with Brad Gable as your quarterback, pathetic performance all the way around in that second game, and I feel bad for Aaron Nola. The blame goes all the way around, guys.
Yeah, but not
no,
but not,
no
but,
excuses
but not,
whatsoever.
But not to Nola. Nola was great. And listen,
hey,
go ahead, John. Thank you, Joe.
Major point made by Joe there. Like Joe Girardi just saw an 8-run lead slip away because he pulled the starter for the 7th inning in the first game of the doubleheader.
But intentionally, can I just be clear, intentionally.
Why would you go and do that again? I understand that, but, like, you just saw what happens when you go to the bullpen. It like, a half an hour earlier, or you know,
well,
whatever, 2 hours earlier.
Right.
Why on earth do you go there again, especially when Aaron Nola was looking as good as he was looking?
Because
you told us after the game you need to protect these guys from themselves. You know, you need to you're not asking these guys to be a hero. You don't want them to go out there and hurt themselves.
Right.
Come on, man. Like, we all believe, had that game been a nine-inning game, Aaron Nola wouldn't have been trying to, quote, be a hero had he pitched the seventh inning.
I agree with you on that. Look, here's the one thing I'll say, the one game impacting the other game. He intentionally went to his worst reliever in the first game. I mean, he did. He intentionally went. He had an eight-run lead. That's when you go to your worst reliever. Now, it just, I don't think that means you then got to feel gun-shy going to your third-best reliever in the second game. Tommy Hunter is supposed to be, it's, I think, Hector Neris 1, Adam Morgan 2, Tommy Hunter 3. Supposed to be able to
Jose
trust
Alvarez
him.
Too.
Jose Alvarez
it's,
in that
it's
mix.
It's Neris, Alvarez, then Hunter and Morgan after those guys.
All right, let's go to Chris in Pensauken. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Aggravated.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more than I am. You could absolutely just trade all the relievers for like a bag of peaches. They are horrible. Mm-hmm. And, John, I absolutely agree with you. I thought I was going to get a gritty manager that was willing to put our players out there just a little bit.
Yep.
And that's not what happened.
Yep.
Aaron Nola, it was a beautiful game. Yeah. I did not turn it off at any point. And then it just exploded, and it looked like a bag of crap, and it's sad. And it really is sad because we don't have that much baseball to watch this year, and now I got to put up with people that don't even know how to throw the ball across the plate. I have the worst arm of anybody I know, of anybody I know. You could put me out there, I would at least throw out some ground balls or something. I mean, and what's the explanation? We don't, you know, we have to save our pitchers for, you know, for the ongoing season. There's 60 games. There's only 60 games. What are you waiting for?
But Chris, can I just say something?
And that would have been a complete game
Wait
for Aaron Nola. His first complete game of his career.
Look, Chris, here's...
You took that away.
Well, I don't even think that complete game should have counted, but fair enough. Whatever.
Well, it would have, though.
I guess it would have. Chris, here's the thing, though, man. And I wanted Nola to pitch a 7-2, but you do know that in the first and second starts of a season, pitchers typically are not going to pitch as long as they would thereafter.
Absolutely, but it was only a, wait. But okay, and so if you're going with that logic, which I respect, it wasn't a nine inning game; it was seven innings.
I understand
games.
That.
Seven.
I understand that. I mean, look, we'd have to look at how often a pitcher at his second start, let's say in the last 3 years, has pitched 100 pitches in his second start. It probably doesn't happen that often. Now, maybe to John's
point, what does it remind you
maybe
of?
It
what
should.
Does it remind you of? I mean, just think back to last year.
Gabe?
Yes. Like, is this just what managers do now? Like, seriously, this whole new era of analytics.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a real problem for me because I thought we were over that. I thought we were past that. I thought we worked around that because we brought in an old head.
Listen, John, I'll tell you what, man. I would be so fascinated to see if Curt Schilling was on the Phils. If Roy Halladay, obviously, you know, was alive and pitching for the Phils, if Steve Carlton was on the Phils, I mean, these guys that were horses, I mean freaking horses, what would happen with one of them met with the mindset of the modern-day manager in Major League Baseball and the analytic approach? I mean, what would happen with Roy Halladay versus Gabe Kapler, or I guess versus Joe Girardi?
Is this season long enough? Is this season long enough to affect Matt Klentak's return?
I don't know the answer to that. I have struggled with that. That's a tough one.
We can only hope,
it absolutely
John.
Must well, the, be
I'll,
long enough.
I'll tell you this about the bullpen. It hit me yesterday watching it. I don't even remember if it was during the first or second game. Obviously, either the final inning of the first game or the second game. Somewhere along the line yesterday, I thought about how the Phillies bullpen out of the gate has got a rate. You talk about position groups, if you want to call it a position group, in modern Philadelphia sports history. We're talking, this is the Bradley Fletcher, Kerry Williams cornerbacks of 2014.
The Doriel Green, Beckham wide receivers.
This is the wide receivers that for about 2 years you had Riley Cooper, Doriel Green, Beckham. You had that Miles Austin guy and a couple other, I don't even know who they were, guy. Like, this is amongst the worst groupings of players I think we've seen in modern Philadelphia sports
100%
history.
100% agree.
It's that bad.
It is that bad.
It's really that bad. 215-592-9494. We got a Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Here's a question. I guarantee you, John Middleton and Matt Klintak didn't think would be asked, or certainly hoped wouldn't be asked, six games into the Phillies' tenure of Joe Girardi. Here's the question. Have you been disappointed in Joe Girardi so far? It's only been six games, but, I mean, it's a fair question to ask. Have you been disappointed in Girardi so far? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's talk to George. George, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Hey, George. George, do us a favor. Hop off that speakerphone, please.
Well, I'll tell you this much. No, I'm on Bluetooth.
Speaker. Right. There you go.
Better. Thank you.
All right. Hey, you know, we're valid about how he managed the game and everything like that yesterday. However, what happened in the first inning with Bryce Harper? Two men on, no outs, and he strikes out on three pitches where the pitcher's already struggling. All three pitches out of the strike zone.
Mm-hmm. So it's all
at least one run out of that inning, an extra run out of that inning.
All right, but George, to be fair, it's also the same day that Bryce Harper hit probably the most important hit for the Phillies in the first game, the two-run home run.
You're talking about old school. You're talking about old school here. We used to play double headers for nine innings.
I understand
each.
That, but a guy can't be perfect.
Guys, come on. I'm 57 years old. Okay? And the one thing I understand about sports is you go for the juggler whenever you have a chance. All he had to do was connect the ball, and he would have moved the runner to third base, and we'd have gotten come out of that first inning at least with two runs, and then when you get to the last inning, they might have made a different choice for the closing pitcher.
It's played different now. Look, it aggravates me too, George. I want to be clear about that. It aggravates me as well. I mean, I appreciate it that they stole a couple times yesterday or attempted to.
That's the one bright spot of the whole thing. Is that Bryce Harper actually stole a base?
Yeah, and they also had the Roman Quinn. I don't know if it was a hit and run, run and hit, or what, but they had the one where he went. I mean, he had that bag stolen, but dude gets a hit. Now it's first and third, and you're off and running. So that was good stuff. But look, I get aggravated by the lack of moving runners, also, and all that stuff you grew up with. I grew up with also, George, and I'm annoyed with the way games played these days in that regard.
Well, and you got Kingery. What the heck is wrong with him? Hoskins, what's wrong with him? You know, if these guys would just start hitting for average instead of constantly uppercutting and trying to hit the ball out of the park, we'd actually score some runs on a consistent basis.
I'll buy that. George, appreciate the phone call, man. 215-592-9494. We have a $25 gift card to give away today to Salad Works. Order at SaladWorks.com for free delivery or curbside pickup at your local Salad Works. It was back on this date about 30 years ago. John, I never heard of it till before the show. James was telling me about the Yo MTV Raps.
I cannot believe you never heard of MTV Raps.
Don't know
it. It's unbelievable.
It is incredible.
And I mean, if it were anyone but you, I wouldn't believe it, but with you, I believe it.
And I like to think of myself as a man for all seasons, but apparently I wasn't a man for that season. Although, you know, I like rap music, but I didn't know Yo MTV Raps. Let's put it this way. I don't remember it. Maybe I knew it back then. I don't remember it. James was telling me it's a big deal. Obviously, in the world of MTV and music video and the whole deal. And so we'll have a little fun today as we give away a $25 gift card to Salad Works, asking this simple question. Best music video of all time. What is it? John Ritchie, I come to you first, sir. Now, I don't know if you're going to take what you think is actually a potential winning answer or a lesser answer to allow a potential winning answer to hang out there.
I'm gonna take an incredible video that probably wouldn't win because
I like that approach. I think that's the right, because I too will do that today.
Oh, I'll take the one that has to be taken then. Go ahead.
I love this video. I think it won the Grammy back. I was still playing when this video came out. Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly.
Great video.
They got some help from Tenacious D, actually, on the video. You got all the members of the Foo Fighters dressing up, playing different characters. It's sort of a spoof of the movie Airplane, and it's hilarious.
Okay.
Joe, I'm positive you've never seen it.
Well, maybe I did.
You should check it out.
Okay, maybe I did, maybe I don't. I'm not as into the music video. I mean, I've seen, you know, my share, but not like you guys have. James Seltzer, a great music video. Are you really going Haymaker?
Look, there is only one video, and there are a lot of amazing answers that could win.
I think I know where
you're going. There's only one video that if it gets said today, it's an automatic winner. It has to be taken off the board. Thriller has to go off. It just has to. It's an automatic winner.
It was 18 minutes long. It was a movie. It was, like, scheduled. Like, anytime it was on, you had to sit and watch the whole thing. It was an event when Thriller came on back in 84, 83.
All right, look, it's wide open for everyone at 215-592-9494. We're looking for the best music video of all time. I'll give you one, not a winning answer, but one certainly near and dear to my heart. And it's just a classic, I guess it's like a love song.
Oh, no.
Where, hold on a second,
John. I think I know what it is. No. Can I guess what it
sure,
is?
Sure, sure.
Oh, keep going.
No,
keep going.
No, go ahead.
I'll guess when you're done explaining
it. It's a solo artist.
Yep, I know what it is.
Standing in her apartment.
Oh, okay.
It's a solo artist standing in her apartment just belting it out. And it's Natalie Imbruglia with Torn. Because, John, she's a conflicted
That's
woman.
A terrible
she's
video.
A listen, and it's a great song. You know what made it?
Song.
You know what made it a great video?
No.
The simplicity of it.
Oh.
It's just a girl and her voice
wow.
and her passion and her emotion.
Okay.
And she was torn. 215-592-9494. A lot of good answers out there. Hit us up with the best music video of all time. Let's go to Tom in Abington, who probably remembers when I sang Torn right here on WIP about 2 years ago. What's up, Tom?
Torn.
That's right.
Torn. Mm-hmm. Yo, fellas.
Don't make me start singing, Tom.
No, that was bad enough with me singing, Joe.
Oh, all right.
Hey, so I don't know if you checked out your Twitter feed, but I threw you an invite to go golfing this Sunday, or should I say Jared golfing,
maybe. Let me think about that. You hit me up today?
Yeah. What's that?
You hit me up today on Twitter?
Yeah, I hit you up today on Twitter, but it's at a private course, so you got to kind of let me know today.
Wow, look at you putting the screws to me. Let me think. I'll get back to you.
All right, well, give me my info. Just make sure you get back to me.
I said I'll get back to you. You don't have to then repeat. Just make sure you get back to me. 2 seconds before you said what I said I'll get back to you. I appreciate that.
Oh, right. God forbid I don't hear something somebody says on the show because, you know, you hear everything.
Uh-huh.
You
know? No, I appreciate that.
You guys should get a little bet together on that that outing.
I want to see firsthand how somebody hits a ball backwards on a tee.
I know.
Well, you line up completely the wrong way, and then you go, you know.
Didn't you have to? But, Joe, aren't there different color tees, red, white, and blue?
Yeah, but I think this is one. First off, I wondered that later. It might have been. Listen, you got to understand, man. This was this wasn't Augusta. All right, let me put it that way.
I got you. Fair enough. So, yeah, our bullpen's a mess. I blame Klintak. I feel real bad for Aaron Nola. Do you guys realize the last time Aaron Nola recorded a win?
Is it August?
August 20th.
Yeah.
2019.
Well, he had a bad he had a bad September. I mean, to be clear, he didn't pitch well. But they were pitching him every fourth day. Look, here's a good piece of news from yesterday. We haven't even really said it, so let's say it. Yesterday, Aaron Nola showed what he can be, and mm-hmm. I've been telling people I'm a believer in this guy. Look, he's got a sensational changeup. He was using his fastball more yesterday. I mean, he really does have a great changeup.
Hey, look great.
And I think he knows how to pitch. He ran into some difficulties last year in April and September. But if you ask me, do I believe in Aaron Nola, not just now, but for like the next 8 years? Honestly, I really do. And he showed yesterday how. And also the combination of Nola and Wheeler stood out yesterday as something that
sure.
people should be excited about.
Now, you guys might not remember 2 years ago when Kapler pulled Nola. I called for his firing
I remember.
Right. So, I mean, Girardi, I'm going to give him a pass just because nothing's normal right now. But I don't know, man. He's got to start showing us something here.
A little aggravating out of the gate, to say the least. Tom, what do you got for a great music video, best of all time?
And real quick, Gene Segura should put the weight back on because he's terrible in shape. I will give you a video that's kind of like a movie. It was produced so well. How about Beastie Boys, Sabotage?
Right, that is an awesome answer,
Tommy.
And I thought about taking that one, but it felt too good and a possible winner. Hey, didn't you hope last night that Joe Girardi – like, I expected Joe Girardi to stand up before the camera and the virtual media and say, you know what, I was wrong. Like, I really – like, there was – based on what I thought we were getting with Joe Girardi, like, that makes sense that he would have just, like, come clean and said, you know what, I don't have a good feel,
for these guys because of all of the circumstances that went into our preparation. And if I had to do it again, I messed up.
But hold on,
I wouldn't do what I did.
But, John, all right, I get your point, but there is a flip side of that, and I think it's not a small flip side. The flip side of that is if he does that, what he's really doing is calling out Tommy Hunter's ineffectiveness.
Good.
Well, but he's – listen – there are times where Tommy Hunter's going to save them games. I don't mean save the game. I mean he's going to bail them out. Last night wasn't one of them. It is the sixth game that Joe Girardi is the manager of the Phillies. Tommy Hunter is a veteran in that clubhouse. I don't know what his personality is like. I don't know Tommy Hunter. But, I mean, I would assume the last thing Joe Girardi wants to do in his sixth game as the manager of the Phillies is to basically, you know, go to the public with, I don't trust my third or fourth best reliever.
Well, he needs to do something seriously to shake things up because it's not going. We're not going to get an influx. Well, hopefully, we might get a tiny influx of new pitching with Spencer Howard. And who's the left-handed reliever, Jimmy?
Garrett Clevenger instead of Austin Davis.
Is it possible that they could actually go there?
Sure.
How about this?
He's there.
How about this idea? You ready? A novel idea. Make a trade.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I mean, the Marlins the Marlins made two trades in the last week when half their team got wiped out.
Marlins are 5-1, by the way.
Make a trade.
Well, listen, don't you think if Joe Girardi sits up there last night and says, you know what, we don't have the team I expected.
Got to stay under that luxury tax stuff. You're going to make a trade.
But, John, you can't possibly expect him to.
We need to be better.
Yeah, but he's not going
to. Instead of saying, I need to save these guys from being heroes, they were like, nowhere close to that last night.
I got you.
Like, just be honest.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, the Ben Simmons injury. A report from last night on the injury and our thoughts on what it means and where it could head. We'll talk about it. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Spring Dance Hot Tubs invites you to celebrate their 22nd anniversary. They've been serving our area with their high-quality hot tubs and swim spots for 22 years, and they are committed to making your backyard the perfect space for you and your family. I can't get enough of my Spring Dance hot tub. It's the perfect vacation without leaving the yard. I love being in the sun, enjoying the water, taking in vitamin D to stay healthy, especially at a time when health and safety remain such an important priority for me and my kids. It's been a safe space, our safe space, amidst the chaos of the world, and it's always the perfect escape. Reserve your hot tub or swim spa for fall. Spring Dance Hot Tubs has hundreds of hot tubs on order and on the way so you can get your backyard staycation ready for those cool autumn days right around the corner. Visit Spring Dance Hot Tubs for their 22nd anniversary sale at a location convenient to you in Jamison, Exton, and Marlton, or find them online at springdancehottubs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.